Hi there, it is week 10 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. One of the things I always said is that when I started doing, first of all, it was daily, so there were 365 messages. I would give a message every day, and then when it went to weekly, I always said that I would be inspiring through my own life. Whatever was going on with me, I was going to share with you, no matter how difficult or shitty that was. And so week 10 is a little shitty for me, and maybe shitty for everybody. I mean, we've got a president who's a little bit unhinged, and I'm sorry, I always stayed out of politics. I really did. I learned from my parents growing up, you know, that who you voted for was a personal opinion, and you were never to share that, and you just shouldn't talk about politics. And I think that in their lifetime, maybe that was the case. Maybe you could vote for different parties and still share the same morals and values. But I don't think you can anymore. I don't think that you can agree with what's happening in the world, or from my perspective, I just don't think that you can agree with Donald Trump and share the same morals and values as what I have. And, you know, if that offends you, I'm sorry. I'm probably not your medium, and that's just the way that it is. I feel sad for Americans. I feel sad for Canadians. I feel sad for so many people. I feel sad for the Ukrainians, for the Ukraine. I just feel sad all the way around, and what's happening is not okay. I can literally feel my ancestors who fought in a lot of wars to keep our country safe rolling over and wondering, like, what the fuck? How did we get here? So there's that. But on another note to my shitty week 10, our dog, Sophie, our Newfoundlander, has to be put down tomorrow. And we recently learned that Sophie has a tumor, which is incurable. And it's been causing some big grandma seizures and affecting her brain. And yeah, so there's that. I am struggling because so far this year in 2025, we have lost our beautiful Great Pyrenees, who was hit by a truck. And then we are going through everything that we've been going through with Sully. And now we are at a place with Sophie where we're going to have to put her down. And that's happening at a time where I'm so stressed about so many other things, as we all are, with the world and the economy and the what ifs, that it really just brought me back today, watching Sophie have this horrible seizure this morning. It really just brought me back into what was important, which was the now. And so my inspirational message through this shitty time that we're in is, yes, there's all this stuff going on in political and tariffs and war and all this, but then each and every one of us also have this other stuff that we're going through in our day-to-day lives. And whether that is your health, whether that's your work, whether that's your pets, whether that's your children, whatever that is, that's also impacting you, and coupled with all the other stress that you have, that you're enduring and that you're going through. So I just, after going through that this morning, I just decided that I needed to be gentle with myself, and I needed to go easy on myself, but I also needed to go easy on my family. And I needed to remind myself that it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to need a moment, and it's okay to have to process, and it's okay to just say, fuck it. Like, I'm having a super shitty day, and this just doesn't feel good, and I don't like this, and I'm unhappy, and I'm miserable, and I want to cry, and I want to throw something, and I want to feel sorry for myself today. And it's okay, and maybe even more than okay, for you to step away from the news and step away from the world a little bit, so that we can kind of deal with the stuff that's happening in our own backyard. Because energy, especially big world energy like this, often gravitates and connects to and vibrates with more energy like that. So what I realize is, you know, if I get mad at the world or mad at the situation or mad at, you know, everything that you can think of about Sophie, then I'm just going to emanate more of that out there. And so instead of being mad, I'm going to focus on the gratefulness and the gratitude of her and what she brought into my life and what she gave me. I'm going to focus on the gratitude that Buddy is going to be there, right, to greet her when she comes. And I'm just going to focus on the things that I can control, which are my grief, which is my moments with her, which is my memories of her, and which is right now that I have around me. So I guess this inspirational message is for you today if you're having a shitty week 10 like I am. All we can do is focus on what we can do and bring in the energy to ourselves and really just forgive ourselves for not being okay and just doing the best we can with the knowledge that we have at the time. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you next week, where God only knows what will be happening with the world. Have a great week.